ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba.
She sounds breathier today, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with her, but she does sound breathier.
Maybe a tough weekend for Emma Sumac. Sounds like she's forcing it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
A little bit.
Is this the same version?
Yes, but yeah. Now I wish we like always had her here performing it every day.
Well, she's dead, Kevin.
Well, I learned that today.
All right. So it would be eerie if we did do that.
Extra spooky.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying eerie.
Speaking of dead people, this is a terrible transition.
I don't know what you're going to say, but I would take the bet that yes, it is. But go ahead. This will be fun.
This special is coming out on Princess Diana.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the 20th, I don't like to say anniversary of her death.
Because anniversary usually sounds more festive.
Right.
But you don't really, I don't know. It is the anniversary, though. There needs to be two different words. Yeah, commemoration is more dour sounding.
I guess.
Appropriately dour.
Well, there are stories all over the place that you have. Hello, by the way. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're on the stream. Welcome. All over the place, you're hearing about Prince William and Prince Harry, and they are talking about this regret that they had. When Princess Diana was in Paris,
yeah.
She had called home to talk to him, as mums usually do.
Sure.
And their final phone call with their mother, Princess Diana, just hours before her 1997 death in a car crash in Paris, Prince William and Prince Harry have been speaking nonstop of their regret at the brevity of that final call.
Yeah.
In a new documentary that is set to be released today on ITV in Great Britain and HBO in the United States, I've got to watch this. I just really liked her so much.
Yeah.
Prince Harry recalls how quickly he got off the phone with his mother. The two brothers were at Balmoral Castle in Scotland, and Diana, their mom, called from Paris.
Yeah.
Harry told ITV, "I can't necessarily remember what I said, but all I do remember is regretting for the rest of my life how short the phone call was."
But
he had no idea.
There's no way you would know this would be the last time he would talk to her. So
exactly. And he said, "If I'd have known this was the last time I was going to speak to my mother, the things I would have said to her," he said, looking back at it now, it's incredibly hard. I have to deal with that for the rest of my life, not knowing that it was the last time I'd speak to my mom, how differently that conversation would have panned out if I had even had the slightest inkling that her life was going to be taken that night." There's no way. But I could see where you'd feel bad. I was explaining this to my 14-year-old son, Dylan, and I said, you know, so always, you know, when I'm leaving in the morning, be nice to me because you never know when an accident's going to happen.
That's
he goes, "What if I get in an accident?" I said, "Okay, well, then I'll be nicer to you, too."
Everybody wins in this scenario.
In the documentary, Prince William said that he and his brother had been running around minding our own business, playing with our cousins and having a very good time, and were in a rush to say goodbye, see you later, can I go off now?
I bet that has haunted them for 20 years.
Yep.
And there's no reason it should, because like we said, you can't know it's going to be the last time.
I know, but they always say, you know, it's never, you should always say I love you and don't leave mad. If you know you're fighting with your sibling or your kid or your spouse, you know,
try to resolve it.
Yes, before you leave.
Has there been anyone in your life that you have talked to that you knew this will be the last time you talk to that person?
No.
The only one,
I mean, like if they were dying.
Yeah. All right. A year after my mom died, my grandmother died. That's my dad's mother. And she lived in Florida. And we went to visit her. And I knew there was no way in the world this was going to be the last time I would ever see her and talk to her. And it was impossible. I mean,
what do you even say at that point? Does that change what you say?
You know what? It did for me, because I did my best to convey how much she meant to me. You know, because I didn't want to have any regrets. I didn't want, after she left, to go, "Oh, I should have said this, I should have said this." So it was a very hard 15 or 20 minute conversation where I couldn't stop crying. And she, you know, she handled it much better than I did. But, you know, I got out the things I wanted to say, how much she meant to me. And, you know, that, the proudest thing for her and her in the world were my daughters. And I said, I'm so glad you got to meet them and spend time with them. And I wish so badly they were a little older so they'd have more memories of you. And, you know, it was just, it was so, you know, and then watching the car drive away, you know, I walked her out to the car and she drove away, and I was a mess, because you go, this is the only time I can think of in my life that it was the very last time, without a doubt, that I would talk to somebody that meant something to me.
I am thinking about it, Bill. I never had the opportunity. My dad died suddenly. My mom died suddenly. It's all the suddenly.
You weren't there when either of them died. You were living separately from your mom. You were already married.
Yeah, but just
your dad.
The weirdest thing about my dad is he had gone away for some experimental surgery. He was a bad diabetic.
Yeah.
Born, you know, a childhood diabetic. I guess that's type 1. I don't know. I don't know the difference. But he had it as a kid, and they didn't expect him to live beyond 21, because really diabetes they didn't have a handle on for quite some time. And he had circulation problems, as what happens frequently with diabetics. And he went, I want to say Alabama, and I know that sounds crazy for some experimental surgery, but he was out of state.
Yeah.
And they called and said the surgery went well. To prevent getting his foot amputated. Everything went well with the surgery. But they were going to keep an eye on things. And later that evening, the phone rang. I had two neighborhood girls who came, and I was going to walk to the Avon lady's house with them. And as I was leaving to go with Kristen and Katie, I heard the phone ring, and all I heard my mom say was, "Hello." And I closed the door, and I said, "Something happened with my dad." And they're like, "What do you mean?" And I said, I have this feeling.
How could you tell?
I don't know, because I didn't see my mom's reaction, because all I heard was her, "Hello." And the whole way walking to the Avon lady's house, I'm like, I just have this weird feeling something's wrong with my dad.
Yeah.
And they said, no, he's fine. I thought you said the surgery went well. Yes, it did. But then they kind of escorted me home to make sure everything was okay. And when I walked in, my mom said, you know, the hospital called and dad didn't make it.
Oh, no.
It's just something inside. So I never had a chance. The last thing I remember him saying was, as he was getting ready to leave to go to this specialist, he's like, you know, "Be good for your mom. You know, no fighting with your brother or your sister, especially you and your brother, no fighting. And when I get home, we'll have a big boxing match." So that's the last thing I remember. So I didn't have a chance to say anything. And then.
And that gets to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, when you think about it, it's best for the person if they're not struggling and sick for quite some time. Same with my mom. She had battled cancer. It had been in remission for 10 years. It came back with a vengeance when, just as I was getting married. And then as I was on my honeymoon, she was getting ready to go to chemotherapy, and your body gets very weakened with chemo.
Sure.
And she broke her ankle. And so I called from my honeymoon. I'm like, "How is everything?" And my sister is like, I said, "What's wrong?" She goes, "I'll tell you if you promise not to come home." And I said, "Okay, mom broke her ankle." I said, "Oh, okay. That's not good, but, you know, we can fix that." And then the day after Thanksgiving, like 2 weeks later, she had trouble breathing. They called an ambulance. I was two blocks away, went over there, saw them working on her in the ambulance in the driveway. But when we got to the hospital, they're like, "We did everything we could." So I never got a chance to say anything to anybody. It's all been sudden.
When I was a kid, there were a bunch of movies, and I guess you could still say this about movies, where because it was wartime, when somebody would go off to war, they would send a couple of soldiers to the house to break the bad news.
Yep.
So in my head, when somebody close to you died, you would get that news from soldiers coming to your front door. So a lot of times when I was a little kid, when the doorbell would ring, I would open up my drapes and I could see our front door from my bedroom. And I would just look to see if there were soldiers at my front door, because in my head, that's who brought
bad news.
And I was always glad to see that no soldiers had come to my front door.
Did soldiers ever come to your door?
I don't remember soldiers ever coming to my door.
What does a Girl Scout mean?
that you know, a loved one has died in a cookie accident, a cookie-related accident.
But getting back to Princess Diana and William and Henry.
How can it be 20 years? And you know what just hit me? This is idiotic, but I swear, this just hit me now that Lady Di or Princess Di would have been a grandmother. Because in my head, she's like in her 30s.
Right.
It's almost inconceivable. She was in her 30s when she died, right? In her late 30s?
Oh, boy. I don't have that. But can I tell you, I thought of you when I read this morning.
How come?
Again, this is a special that's going to be on HBO with William and Henry. And really feeling, you know, carrying this burden for the last 20 years that had they known that was going to be the last phone call they had with their mom, which how could they know that?
Impossible.
But they've really felt bad about it. And Prince William shared a story. Their mom was always pretty fun. Here's the part
she
where
she was 36 when she died, by the way, Lady Di,
okay.
Princess Diana.
I totally thought of you and I don't know why. Prince William shared a story about when Diana surprised him with a meeting with his favorite supermodels. Really be caring that much about the royals.
Didn't she make an appearance at, I live in Evanston, so Northwestern was at that time right across the street from me. Wasn't she at Northwestern for some event?
I don't know.
Like a year or two before she died? Because for some reason in my head, I'm like, boy, Princess Diana is just less than a mile away from me.
With Cindy Crawford and Christy Turlington and
she
Naomi Campbell.
Her entourage. Yeah, that was her group. That was her posse.
Well, This is on HBO tonight, the 20th anniversary. It's a good time to remember her. And just a lovely woman. And Prince William and Prince Harry are featured prominently looking at pictures and interviews with them, and it looks really sweet.
Yeah, all right. And that's on tonight?
Tonight on HBO. It says set to be released Monday by ITV in Great Britain and HBO in the United States.
Excellent. All right, we'll be watching that. Judy Pilak will stop by in just a moment or two to give you the news. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Judy.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you something? I know as I ask this is incredibly stupid. I'm not a tech guy. I don't understand. This one's really stupid.
I can't wait. I love when you ask stupid questions.
I don't text a lot because I find it confounding. I don't. I'm just not good at it, and I don't.
Do you know, by the way, that you have a message that when I text you, it says that
and I can't be reached?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been doing that for a month. I don't know how to fix it.
Kevin, you're right.
Yeah, it's probably something you said on your phone.
Actually. I don't know what happened.
We don't know because we texted him and it was, I'll tell you.
It says, Bill's too busy to return your text or call.
Well, Kevin said flat out, I bet he doesn't even know that's on
there.
No,
it's been there for a month. I've tried to get rid of it. I don't know how to get
rid
of
it. Bizarre.
But it happens when I get a text or a phone call. All right. I was going to send my daughter Reese. Reese is in Colorado this week, but she loves Stan's Donuts. It's her favorite place.
Mm.
And Stan's Donuts with Fuda downstairs just sent a bunch of donuts.
Little baby ones, though.
Little baby donuts. So I just wanted to say to Reese, hey, Stan's Donuts sent some donuts. How's that for weird timing? Well, I guess everybody's texting machine has this thing where as you're typing in a sentence, it gives you a couple of words that are
autocorrect.
It's probably your next word that you're trying to start to type. Why would this be? All right. Like I said, the message is this. Reese, Stan's Donuts just dropped off 24 donuts. How's that? And the next word is going to be for timing. But the options they gave me are going, is, was, and Charmin.
Why would Charmin?
I don't know. Like Charmin toilet paper.
How's that going? How's that is? How's that Charmin?
Well, how is that Charmin?
How's that was?
Why would that be an option? Well, I wasn't talking about toilet paper. I was talking about donuts.
Or maybe.
Maybe they got thrown off by Reese and thought you were talking about chocolate.
Why would Charmin, though, be there?
That's why I don't text, because it just...
It's a machine.
Stuff like that just
turn that off
confuses
too.
Me. Can I turn that part off? I didn't know that.
Do you use the word Charmin in text?
Yes. Yeah,
I've never sent a text with the word Charmin.
Are you sure? Because you, of all people, would have sent that kind of
Judy,
text.
Judy, I send a lot of toilet paper-related texts, but I don't use brand names.
Well, you know, and now it's giving you the option of a picture. If, like, right. When you started typing donut, didn't a donut come up?
Yeah.
Oh, the Jiffy? Here's what your response is. I texted you something, and it said, hi, Bill is busy and may not respond right away.
Right.
- Windows Phone auto reply.
You have a text secretary, Bill.
I guess I do. This has been going
like
on for
Charmin.
A month.
Just go in settings and take it off.
He doesn't. Listen, I am pretty. I'm kind of a gadget bitch. I have to admit, I really am. And I can figure things out. I cannot figure out your phone.
It's impossible.
And I want to strangle the guy who sold that to you.
I know.
Because he was going to buy an iPhone, and the guy goes, oh, no, a Windows phone
me out of it.
Is
oh,
the easiest thing to use. That is not.
I said I needed, I go, whatever your easiest phone is. And he goes, I'm not giving you a smartphone. You need one of these. And
that's a dumb phone.
Yeah, it is a dumb phone.
And don't you, since I have an iPhone, I just assume everyone in the whole universe has
so
an iPhone.
So do I.
Yeah,
I
it's
think
like,
everyone
what is
does,
this phone?
But me.
No, there's
no,
a lot of people
lot
that
of
have
Androids
the Android
and,
Samsungs.
Yeah.
But the Windows phone, I know no other human being who's living who has that phone.
I know. It was a horrible mistake.
I didn't even know it was a phone.
And Terry keeps saying to me, just go in and trade it in.
Why not?
Because I would rather not have a phone. I've had this for almost 3 years, and I still don't know how to use it.
Because it's it
but
cannot be used.
But switching to another one will make it worse.
Oh, my God. The ease of use.
No, I think it'll be easier.
That I'm really technologically advanced in some things. I can't figure that thing out.
It's impossible, right?
It is so impossible.
For the past 2 weeks, I've been getting a message on my car saying that there's an update available, a download update that will change my navigation system, my rear view camera, what else? My satellite radio and something else. There's a fourth one, too. And it says it takes between 20 to 90 minutes to download, but it doesn't say. So on the trip, I go, I'm going to be in the car for 20 to 90 minutes. This will be easy. It took the whole ride to the Wisconsin Dells for this thing to download. And now, since it's downloaded, nothing in the car is the same. Nothing. For instance, on the navigation system forever, the car was always pointing upwards. Like, our journey was always going upwards. So a left-hand turn meant go to the left. A right-hand turn was easy, right? But now, it just switches at random anytime it feels like. So sometimes down is up, sometimes left is up, sometimes right is up. It just arbitrarily decides.
There's an arrow button that you, because like on Google Maps, which it probably is, you may hear some noise. But we were trying to figure out where Huntley was, so I'm just going to hit something.
Yeah.
But there's an
lower Michigan Avenue toward East Illinois Street.
There's a little arrow that you can hit, and it
Huntley, are you going to Orion's house?
Yes, I am.
He'll be so surprised.
Or Dell Webb.
Right.
But you can change it so it's in the direction of which you're heading.
Or Jameson Steakhouse is there, too. It's in his backyard. He's got it in his backyard.
Oh, shut up, lady. But you can hit... Don't you just hit the arrow, Kevin?
I have an English guy, by the way.
Yeah, there's like a little symbol.
Oh, that's the other part of it. The lady who used to give me my navigation directions, she has now been replaced by a much more serious-sounding lady. I didn't know that would happen. Like, I want it to be a British woman. I want so badly to have a British woman tell me where to go.
Yeah, I've got a British guy, yeah.
But that
he's,
would be...
he's annoying, too. Trust me, after a while, I'm just like, shut
you're tired
up.
Of that? But, like, the old lady, I kind of, she had a very pleasant kind of...
She's not old lady, don't say that.
No, the old lady,
the
meaning
other,
the lady
the
I had, the former, well, she's still a lady, but she used to, she was very pleasant about things. And this one seems very terse, you know?
Was it like, turn left here, Bill. Now it's, hey, Bill,
yeah, what are
left.
You doing? Go.
God, if I could figure out a way to record my voice into Bill's system and drive him crazy while he's driving, that
don't
would be wonderful.
Don't do that. But I like,
but
I didn't know.
That you have to read the manual. And I'm sorry.
With time.
I would just take it into the dealer.
And have them explain it to you or fix
or
it the old way.
It. Yeah.
I want it to be the old way.
See, don't ever do the updates. That's what happens with the updates.
Yeah, but then there are security breaches.
Yeah.
Somebody could steal your driving identity, like your
people
seat
do that?
Positions
they
and the way you're
going
to start telling you to go the wrong way.
Right.
Ooh, it could get bad,
I've had to pull out the manual. I haven't had a new car in quite some time.
Yeah.
And we have a really old Toyota and a really new Toyota. And I actually had to pull out the book to figure out the voice navigation and all that.
And then once you did that, it was easy?
Yeah. And the update, sometimes it goes back to factory settings or what have you. And it seems to, I mean, you just follow along. It's pretty easy.
Easy enough. Here's the other thing, and this shouldn't be disturbing, but for some reason it is because I like detail. All the, like, I have a Jeep that has a big computer screen in the middle, and everything kind of operates off that screen. It's a touch screen. And the color accents were always orange and yellow, a very soft orange and yellow, and I got used to that. And now everything is kind of blue and white, and it's nice, but it's different. Everything's in a slightly different place, and it's a different color.
There has to be a way to go back to how you had it.
I think so. I just can't find it.
It, you know, these are supposed to make your drives much easier, and I'm telling you, it doesn't. And I also want to say, having Michael's going to hopefully get his license sometimes in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
And the old car, I almost want him to use that because the new cars are such a distraction with
There's a lot going on. Center console.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have that in my car, and I never have, and I don't really want it. I don't. What do I need it for?
It. You don't need it.
I use Google. I don't even use the car.
I know. Yeah, I know where I'm. I look out, and sometimes I buy a map. Like
yeah,
a paper map.
They sell them still?
Yes, I love them.
But when you ask for
Florida.
One in the store, what are they? They're
you
like
know,
shocked,
me, what?
Right?
What do you want?
A map.
Yeah.
Where do you get one?
I can't remember.
I bet Walmart has one.
Yeah,
no, 7-Eleven sometimes too.
Really?
Yeah, not a lot of them. Just like a local map.
Yeah.
But
I love it. I love my map.
But you can't drive and map.
Well, I look at it first, and then I drive.
Right, right.
I just use Google Maps.
Yeah, or I tell my English guy, get me here. You know, just take me here. And I mean, it's so easy. Why do I need that?
Hey,
in
Mr.
my car?
Belvedere, I want to go to Belvedere. Take me home. On our way back, you know, it gives you. Now, this is the first car I've ever had with a navigation system, so it's kind of a novel thing to me. But at the same time, I always question it. Because sometimes it'll make me go around the block for no reason at all. And then I've told you guys, like, it doesn't read lower
whacker. And then all the machines are laughing, snickering.
Yeah, but that's because of the satellite, because it can't.
The satellite can't discern lower whacker.
Right.
So a lot of times it'll tell you to turn left and there's a wall there. I'm surprised that people don't get killed on lower whacker every day because it tells you to turn in stuff that there's just a wall.
But it can't update because the signal can't reach you that
right.
far below because even like your satellite radio acquiring
right.
signals starts, it's buffering the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So that it's kind of pointless to use on underground or lower whacker.
Right. So yesterday we were in the Wisconsin Dells and we were driving home and it gave us an alternate route that would save us 15 minutes. So I go, well, that's not bad.
Big amount.
Let's do that. So what the alternate route was you go to a ferry that's in what town? Lodi?
And you Merrimack. Get on the ferry?
Merrimack.
With your boat? I mean, with your car?
Your car drives onto the ferry.
That's cool.
And then
that's
it hilarious. Takes you across. All right. So we go, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
It won't take long. We'll save 15 minutes. This will be great. But what it doesn't tell you, because it's a nav system, it doesn't have common sense, is that you have to wait for, there's one ferry that goes back and forth and back and forth, back and forth, and it only holds 12 cars. So there's 60 cars in front of you. So each trip is 15 or 20 minutes. So it took us an extra hour and 30 minutes to save 15.
But did you get to go
did
on the ferry?
It?
Yeah.
Was it cool? Come on.
It was all right. I mean, we would have
so
got
it was,
the same
where
thrill.
Where did it let you off? You went across the
It goes from
lake?
Merrimack to...
Miss Merrimack.
You had to sing. They insisted we all sing that song on the boat.
Silver dollars.
It was cool because it's weird to sit in a car and not be driving the car and have scenery pass by you and it be a lake.
Yeah,
that's like kind of wow. And
that's
I've been on
cool.
I've been on ferries before. And don't pay the ferryman, by the way, Wendy.
All right, I won't.
But it does. There's like no way for it to say to you, yes, you will save 15 minutes taking this route, but it will cost you 90 minutes. To get on that route.
But can I ask a question? Because if you're using Google Maps and there is a traffic delay, it will be in red and it will add that additional time.
Right.
Why can't they see that there are cars lined up? You know what I mean? Because that would be a traffic delay.
But maybe because it's your once you get to your destination, you're there. They don't,
maybe
they
that's
don't
it.
Take into account how crowded it is at your destination.
Right.
But because you know how it says you are at your destination.
Yeah, but he punched in his home address, and this was the route to go, so this was mid-destination.
Right.
So shouldn't it have shown... And I'm not being argumentative, it's just...
Well, Google Maps,
yeah.
half the time, they're...
There's always
off.
Little glitches.
Yes, it's got a glitch. It's always got a little glitch.
By the way,
like
we
you
were...
said, when it tells you to go around, you're like, it's right here.
And sometimes...
But it wants you to go to the alley and make a U-turn.
Like
and come
three
back
times
around.
In a row sometimes,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you're like... What?
From where I live to get onto the Edens, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's one main street to another main street, and then you're on the Edens. But it always tells me this strange convoluted way that I know takes an extra 6 minutes. But it tells me that every day. No, you want to go this way. we're a computer. Trust us.
But now you have to check. Does it say, because you can actually punch in things like, I don't want stoplights or I don't want to get on an expressway. And sometimes I have hit that for some stupid reason. So when I punch in.
Recalculate it.
Right.
Yeah. But then it'll take, you know, like to get to Oak Brook, instead of getting on, you know, 88, it'll tell me to take side streets. And I'm like, wait, I live 15 minutes from Oak Brook. Why is it taking me 40 minutes? And sometimes those settings are off.
Oh, maybe.
So I don't know. And sometimes they give you the quickest route. Sometimes they give you...
Scenic route?
I don't know. You can't pick it.
No?
I don't think more scenic.
No?
It usually gives you like three options, though.
Why is this, speaking of nav systems, because I guess I should know this, but I don't know this. When I bought the car, the guy goes, because there's a setting that says home... So you can press that, and then no matter where you are, the directions tell you how to get home. And he goes, but you don't want to put your home address in there. Put a house that's a block away. And I go, why? And he goes, just do it.
Because somebody could rob you if they steal your car.
So they would steal my car and then go to my house and steal the stuff
from
my
house? Well, they could because they know you're stranded because they just stole your car.
Right.
They're going to load up your car with all your stuff.
What a terrible world.
I know, right?
We have to worry about a guy who just stole my car now going to my house, too. Steal my family. You know, my family's at my house.
That's a good tip.
That is a good tip. But
other people have told me that, too. And whenever I ask them, like, you guys were very, very specific on the answer. Whenever I ask people, they just go, you don't want to put your home address in there.
I would just put my town in there. I wouldn't even put the house.
Yeah,
once you get
there, no one's going
to
steal your
home. You should hopefully know where to go from there.
Right.
I got to tell you though, people can figure out where you live just by searching you on the internet.
I know.
They can look at your house. They can look in your windows.
Does that happen a lot?
Probably with me.
Does this happen? Do people steal people's cars and then go to their houses and steal the stuff in there? Is that a common thing?
No, but I bet it will be now. We just gave them ideas.
We gave it a plug.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. I'm afraid to leave the house now.
Everywhere I go. Enjoy your nav system.
And also on Facebook, and this is really kind of sad.
Don't worry, they'll use your nav system. They won't be able to get there.
Right, right. That's
send them to Judy's house.
Oh, all right. I'll put Judy's home address in there.
Yeah, send him over.
Hey,
are you in Bill's car?
We're the goodbye girl. We just stole a couch from the goodbye girl. I think it's
and what a great deal.
I know. You can tell it was gently
used and worn.
But the value.
But even people who go on family vacations and post something up on Facebook, people tell you not to do that because they...
Then everyone knows.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes people have people stay at their house because they have a pet or something.
So
a lot of people stay in your house when you go.
Now their lives are in danger.
Do you just, when you go on vacation, you just leave? Don't you? Oh, I always ask my neighbors to keep an eye on my house.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Do you give your neighbors keys to your house?
Some of them have keys.
Yeah, already done.
I can't do that.
You're so selfish.
It's not being selfish. It's just I know when I was a kid that if somebody's house was open for the weekend and somebody else had keys to it, sometimes things went on in the house.
What? What kind of neighborhood did you leave?
You never had that?
Honest to God, no.
All right, listen to this. The police in my town had a deal for a while, and they said, if you're going on a vacation, let us know in advance and leave us a pair of keys, and we'll come by the house and make sure nothing crazy is going on.
The police wanted your keys?
Yeah.
That's fishy right there.
Well, then a whole bunch of people had evidence that the cops would then sometimes bring friends over to your house to help them make sure nothing crazy was going on.
Crazy.
I know.
Okay.
It was quite a scandal
in our
neighborhood.
Yeah, the police, they should check your house without your keys.
Drive by the house.
Yeah,
put a flashlight on the house.
Exactly.
But I trust all my neighbors that have keys, and I'm telling you, they've come in handy 10 out of 10 times.
It really has.
Jim locked himself out of the house, or the kids can't find their keys, so then I'm like, go to so-and-so's house, and they let him in.
Right.
And then there's sometimes if we're out of town, we were coming home from Nashville, I called the neighbor, and I said, could you let Tiki out? Because we're running like 2 hours late. They have a key. They go in. They do it.
Yeah, it's great.
But the police.
I don't trust anybody. I couldn't do that.
Okay, well, you have a bad taste in your mouth because of the party patrol.
Yeah. I know. That's what their name was, the party patrol.
Well, shouldn't that have set you up?
That was such a scandal in our neighborhood because everyone's like, hey, can you imagine the police doing that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, kind of, because they did.
I cannot believe that. And now I'm thinking when I wanted to have parties. I wish I would have.
You wish you knew that existed.
I wish I could have offered to, you know, watch, hey, the neighbor's house, I'll watch it for you, and then I could have had a party there. I didn't even think of it.
I know two different people. Now, keep in mind, this is 2017. I know two different people that today, right now, as we speak, have the door to their front door under their mat, under their welcome mat. Because what thief would ever look there? How unsafe is that to in this day and age to just go?
Well, or under their car, or there, you know, there are the pretty.
Or the rock that is a safe, a key safe, but it looks like a rock.
You mean the plastic rock that doesn't look anything like a rock?
It stands out. You can see it from a mile away.
I have one of those.
That guy's got a fake rock in his
car. Okay, let me ask you this. When you guys buy a new house, do you immediately change all the locks?
Yes.
I never have.
Oh, my God. That was the first thing we did.
And my last house, I lived there for 20 years. Never changed them.
Oh, wow.
I sometimes change it on a weekend if Jim pisses me off.
I sometimes go back to my high school locker and go through it. No, you can't.
Not the one that works.
High school locker.
I still go back and I rummage through my old locker.
But I can't get over this police thing because I do, like, if we're out of town, I don't know that I do it anymore, but our first vacations, like maybe 5 years ago, I'd go to notify them and say, you know, like, we're going to be out of town for a week. You know, if you could just kind of drive by and keep an eye, see anything funky.
Yeah.
You know, feel free to whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we go and tell the police anymore.
And see, I wouldn't even go tell the post office to hold my mail because I feel like
they would know too much.
Someone there would scam me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I just have a neighbor put it in a Trader Joe's bag and we're good to go.
That's better, isn't it?
No one has a key to your house? What if you're...
I hope not. I've asked Terry to not give it out to people because she always wants somebody to either come and water the plants or just check on things. And I go, I don't want anyone in it because they could forget to lock the door and then it's on them. I know.
I didn't think you were as anal as I was about things, but for some things you're more so.
What do you have anyone's key for any of your neighbor's keys?
That would be a no.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's possible they've given them to Terry and I'm not aware of it. Yeah. But she
probably go give them to Terry and go, don't tell me.
Right.
Right.
I have four neighbor's keys at
four
our house.
Four of them?
Well, yeah, because we all kind of are there to help each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when my kids were little, I had everyone's key.
Did you really?
Everyone. We all had each other's. Now, not so much
And
anymore.
They weren't afraid that one of your kids would just use the house,
well,
just go in
no,
and...
No, I had
know.
The keys.
Yeah, they
kids.
Didn't have access to
oh,
it.
Oh, let them try it and see what happens.
Bad news.
What if you're on vacation, you know, and like... There was a bad storm and your sump pump backs up.
Yeah, what about that happened?
Mm-hmm. See, that's why that there has been bad storms when we were in Disney last year or 2 years. And, you know, I called we had somebody staying there watching the dog, but I called my other neighbor and I'm like, things were really bad. Did we get any water? And it's like, no.
I have called too for that. Water
so they would then go in your house and look around and make
sure
there
was with the
no...
key that we gave them. Oh. Yes.
And yeah, they'd lick all your toothbrushes. Yeah. They'd lay in
make
your
a
bed.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. On the list of things to do.
Mess up your bed.
Right.
I mean, no.
Right.
You are I have neighbors that, honest to God, I trust all of them. We've been neighbors for the last 20 years.
Well,
Terry always wants
to
give the key
to
somebody.
You have something that might be, you know, you have a good stuff in your house. I'm like, all right, let's say I do get robbed. All right.
Well, you have insurance.
Yeah, and they're not going to rob my precious photos. Bill, you know what I mean? They're going to rob, they're going to take my TV or...
Yeah. But it's not even robbing. You don't like other people's... You don't like anybody else. You like your family. Like, you're not a hugger. You would think, like, oh, what if they touch something of mine?
It's not so much touching. Feet? It's that if
they walked in your house
if
barefoot.
Something went wrong. You know what I mean?
Then they would call you and say, I was bringing your mail in, and you know what? I was grabbing a beer out of the refrigerator, and I dropped it.
Right
and
there. Bill's like, what?
Would you be okay with somebody coming in and opening your refrigerator and going, oh, there's something I would like to try, and just drinking your
stuff?
Well, no,
they probably wouldn't, but they have to open the door to get the dog food out.
Yeah.
But if they did, I don't think I'd care.
I don't
You'd
care.
Be all right
they'd
with it?
Like, oh, you know, I went to get the food out, and I grabbed a beer, if that's okay. I'd be like, whatever.
I couldn't do it.
What? You couldn't do it to someone else, or you couldn't let someone do it to you?
Terry has mentioned in several occasions we should give a key to dot, dot, dot. That's their name.
Three of them? Or
they all have their sisters.
Our neighbors.
Dot, dot,
our neighbor's
dot.
Grandfather invented Morse code, so his name is dot, dot, dot. So, and I always try, I have to talk her out of it because I'm like, Terry, if something goes, let's say something happens.
What do you think is going to happen?
They're going to break something. That's what he means.
Let's say they leave and they forget to lock the door.
Right.
And then a robber comes by and steals all of our stuff. And
then you have insurance.
Or let's say you come home and something's missing.
Right. Something's missing.
Bill will immediately blame the neighbor.
You know the pot of gold that I found at the end of the rainbow? What if that's gone?
Well, you should hide that under your bed or under the mat in front of the house.
Oh, right. By the key. That's the perfect place.
Or in the rock.
Right. The fake rock. All right.
The very real looking rock.
We'll take a break. We'll take a quick break. Thanks, Jude.
I don't have a rock by my house.
I know you don't. You do, don't you? I know you do.
I changed my lock, so
I just leave the key in the door, and then, you know, in case we forget
my door is mostly open, so it's good.
All right, a break, and then we'll close things off. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
You are really cute when you're worried about the safety of your family. Well,
part of my job, Wendy, is to protect my family and my coworkers. If there's ever a problem here at the station, you know that I will help protect you and Kevin. And maybe Dave Ennett, too, if it comes to that.
You'd protect Ennett, and maybe Kevin, you'd use me as a human shield. I know.
Define human shield. All right. That's it for today. This is the end of the show for today. But guess what, kids? Tomorrow, a whole new show with whole new guests and whole new adventures. That sounded fun.
It did sound fun. I'm anxious to come in tomorrow.
I'm anxious to tune in now. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.